So much of this kingdom living life is mystifying. We are given a magnificent vision of being made priests and kings. We are told to go out into the world and live in a way that brings God's rule to earth and creation's praise to heaven. So much of the time we wander around, having no earthly idea what to do. Yet here we are. This is our mission, whether or not we understand it completely. This is our goal, whether or not we can perceive the next step. This is our purpose, and we may not set it aside every time we fail to discern the way forward. Part of the answer to finding our way is in prayer. Prayer itself is a mystery, however central to our lives as Christ followers. Perhaps it wouldn't be prayer without also being a mystery. Yet it is a mystery we can, in our own fumbling way, find the shape of. This mystery of prayer has the shape of heaven and earth joining together in Jesus, and our sharing in that joining through the Spirit. The very act of prayer says that we stand in the space between heaven and earth. Prayer says that, in some mysterious way, we are called to stand for God on earth and to stand for creation in heaven. N.T. Wright says, quote, "But again, the very practice of prayer, before we even begin to think about the content, says in and of itself, we are people who live at the interface between God's world and the life of this present world. We are people who belong in that uncomfortable borderland. We are called to stay at this post, even when we have no idea what's actually going on." End quote. Remaining at our post, even when we have no idea what's actually going on, takes humility and patience. It takes faith and hope. It takes the living out of virtue, as I discussed recently. Yet doing this, remaining at our post, continuing to pray even when you don't understand how any of it works or what on earth you are supposed to say, trains our hearts. Even if we gain no clarity at all, our hearts are being trained in humility and patience, in faith and hope. Prayer changes us. It is a piece of what transforms us into the people God created us to be. Prayer is one of the disciplines which, when practiced regularly, both in public and in private, builds our character, habit by habit and virtue by virtue, into the royal priesthood through which God will restore the world. N.T. Wright says, quote, "But it means that we come to prayer knowing that we're to reinforce the heart habits that make us, by second nature, who we are. And we rise from prayer with the heart formed that bit more securely in its settled second nature of trust and obedience." End quote.